Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It's 9 minutes after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, August the 24th. And I want to say a big thank you to Ron Pritchard and, of course, Colleen Wares for stepping in.
Here she is, sitting here, stepping in.
Here she is.
How you feeling there, girl?
Breathing all over the microphone. I'm feeling a lot better than I did yesterday, but I do want to say that I think it's an interesting thing when your body says, hey, time to take a break. And I'm going to make you sick to take a break, right?
If your body has to force you, it will, unfortunately.
Yes,
so
it will.
Well, easy on yourself because you've been so busy.
Yeah, I've been a little busy, but I do have to say that I am so excited because that's what happens. We get busy and we want to get out and take a break. We want to make the most of our vacation time, and that's why it's so important to have Bonnie Pintozzi every week here on the Crystal Frost Show to talk about travel, to talk about getting the heck out of here, right, Bonnie?
Oh, we're going to get the heck out of here. Our guest today is going to take us there. Today, we are going to interview Maggie Moran Holen, who is the area sales director for the Midwest USA for Silver Sea Cruises. So let me tell you a little bit about Silver Sea, and then Maggie will just fill in so many of these blanks. The Silver Sea Voyages and Cruise Expeditions sail to over 800 destinations on all seven continents, more than any other cruise line, large or small. So let's bring Maggie on. Maggie spent the day on Monday with us here in Traverse City. We loved it. And we did some training and we had some consumer events. And we're always mesmerized when Maggie comes to town and talks to us about who is Silver Sea Cruises and why would you go with them? Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Bonnie. How are you?
We are doing just great. Well, you know, that was a great lead-in.
And yes, and I just looked at the website,
uh-huh.
And here's why I'm in. the first thing, two words, ultra luxury.
Oh,
that's what I want.
Yes.
That is what I want.
And Maggie is going to tell us what that's all about. We're going to get a great picture of the Silver Sea Cruises and why so many people come back with the wow factor. They just we can't believe these. So, Maggie, let's take us a little bit to give an overview of who Silver Sea Cruises and kind of the why factor.
You know, it's interesting. I've been with Silver Sea almost 18 years now, and it's just as amazing that when we opened our doors, we just had one little vessel in our fleet. And today we have eight, soon to be nine beautiful vessels. And, you know, I think, Bonnie, the magic ingredient with Silver Sea is one of the things is the size of these ships. They are all Ocean View Suites, and they carry anywhere from 296 to 596 guests, which in the world of cruising, that's quite small.
That's very small, yeah.
But the unique thing is that we can get into waterways and destinations that large ships simply can't, you know, get into. One example that I can think of off the top of my head is the canal in Greece. It's located near the ancient city of Nafplion, and most other cruise lines that go there book it as a shore excursion type of trip to go through the Corinth Canal. But we literally take our vessel two to three times a year through that transit, which is a very, very narrow passage. It's a magnificent sight to see when you're on a ship and going through that canal. Another one I can think of that I did about 6 years ago that I absolutely loved was the Baltic. And we went to St. Petersburg, and we literally dock about two blocks from the Hermitage Museum.
So oh, my gosh.
Those are some things that I really love that are special about our ships. I think the other thing that really stands out, in my opinion, is the personalized service that we offer our guests on board. You know, the crew is trained from the very first day not only to anticipate our guest needs, but to exceed those expectations. And one way we do this is with our butler service. We are the only cruise line in the marketplace that has butler service for every single category, not just a room with a two-bedroom suite, but a room with a picture window, rooms with verandas. Every single guest will have a butler and a steward or stewardess to look after them. So you can imagine the attention to detail that these crew members give to our guests.
See, I told you this was the place for me.
Oh, and when you hear more and more, your butler will be there for sure. But also, you speak about your recent travels on Silver Sea, and you had a great experience. I believe your son was on with you recently, too, on one of the excursions. Let's talk about that a little bit, because when we saw some of the incredible pictures, I mean, we're all wowed, too, when we're sitting there going through the presentation. But let's paint that picture for our listeners on the radio.
Well, you know, Silver Sea is unique in the luxury cruise marketplace in that we have our luxury classic cruising experience on our five vessels, which carry from 296 to 540 guests. But then we also have our three little ships in our Silver Sea Expedition product. And these are small ships. They carry anywhere from 100 to 132 guests. And they will take you to destinations across the world that some destinations you've probably never even heard of before. Tiny little remote islands, places in Micronesia, Melanesia, South Pacific. I recently came back from a cruise in May where we went to Western Papua, that's owned by Indonesia, into a place called Agat to see the Osmet tribe. And it was a fantastic experience. We also went up to the Coral Triangle, which is kind of between Borneo and New Guinea, which is some of the best diving and snorkeling in the world. So there are destinations that are familiar and they're not so familiar. But what the great part about it is that you're only on the expedition product from 100 to 132 guests and on our classic fleet, 296 to 540 guests.
And some of those excursions were just amazing when you not only did you get to the destinations, but some of the things that you were able to do there, if you can describe a little bit about those.
Well, one example that Bonnie had mentioned that I talked about on Monday was a trip to the Galapagos.
Yes.
We have a ship that goes to the Galapagos. It's a Saturday to Saturday departure, so it goes every week. And we package it beautifully with a two-night hotel, pre-cruise hotel package, a little bit of sightseeing in Quito. And then we fly our guests down to the Galapagos Islands, and they board the ship for a seven-day cruise. And I think I strongly recommend this for family travel in the summer months or the holiday season for multi-generational groups, because all ages, from kids from 6 to 106, will love that product. One example I have is I took my 15-year-old son out on a snorkeling trip, because they snorkel every day. And we get in the water, and there's a sea lion. They come right up to you. We have no fear of humans. And the sea lion had a stick in his mouth. So the one thing you tell a kid is, don't touch the animals. Well, what does he do? He goes and pulls a stick out of the sea lion's mouth. I'm like, what did I tell you? So he went and gave the stick back to the sea lion. The sea lion came around, dropped the stick. They end up playing fetch underwater.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when we got back on the Zodiac, he said to me, Mom, why did you keep pulling on my fins? And it wasn't me. It was a sea lion picking at his fins to have him come back and play when we left.
Oh, my gosh. That is so great.
You can't get up close and personal to nature, to anything other than that. Think about throwing
a stick. Fetch with a sea lion in the Galapagos Islands. I feel as though, you need to be writing a book, okay, Maggie?
Oh,
Maggie could.
You know, I want to talk a little bit because I'm looking at this website, silversea.com, and I'm looking at all your destinations. And of course, when we think about cruise travel, we always think about the Caribbean and Central America, and we think some of the things that everybody kind of has that. But you have such distinct, different options here. I want to ask you about the Russian Far East in that location. Something that you would never think about in cruise travel, and yet Silver Sea is doing this.
Yes, we have a couple of cruises. In fact, we had a few charters this year. We have a charter next year to that destination. It's one of the best destinations in the world for birding. So any bird lovers, they would love, love, love that trip. I mean, the ship gets right up to these sea cliffs and sea caves with thousands and thousands of birds. All different species are flying above you and around you. It visits the Kamchatka Peninsula. I have not personally done that trip because it's always sold out. But it is a very popular destination, and we do have it in the schedule for 2017.
It looks fantastic. I mean, and some of the other ones that you're bringing people to, Polynesia, Micronesia, Melanesia, I mean, just this Polynesian luxury cruise where, as you pointed out before with Silver Sea, you can get up close and personal where other ships just can't do it.
They can't do it at all. Mm-mm.
There is one departure that I would love to go on. It's October 18th this year, and we're doing it next year over Thanksgiving, where we're starting in Borneo and ending in Singapore. Next year, we're starting in Bali and ending in Singapore. It goes to a place called Kumai, which is on the south coast or south part of Borneo. And there is a special place called Camp Leakey. It's in a national park, and there is an orphanage there, an orangutan orphanage that was started by Dr. Leakey.
Oh, my gosh.
Who was actually one of Dr. Leakey's three angels. You know, he had three students that became the Leakey angels. It was Diane Fossey, who studied the gorillas, Jane Paul, who studied the chimpanzees, and then Dr. Galdakas, who studied the orangutans. She spent her entire life studying and helping these animals in the wild when, you know, a lot of deforestation was going on there. So she has this orphanage of 300-plus orangutans that live there. And every time she goes up to visit them, she'll take a small group of people, which will be the people that will be on that cruise in October, to go up into the rainforest to this special little orphanage to meet the animals.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
Yeah. One thing I learned about orangutans that I didn't know, this is they love coffee. So she goes up there with a cup of coffee, and they all have coffee with her.
And you can be a part of that with Silver Sea. That's. Can I ask you a question? I know that we talk on the travel show with Bonnie. We talk a lot about places people go. But I want to know who comes up with these excursions. Like, who from Silver Sea is saying, you know what, let's try to get in with the orangutans. Yeah.
Let's have coffee.
Who is doing that, Maggie?
We have an excellent, excellent expedition team, and these are all professionals in their own right, marine biologists, geologists, ornithologists. Now, I'm talking about Silver Sea Expeditions. Remember, we wear two hats here. We have the classic fleet and expedition product. So we have a fleet of these, a group of professionals who actually go out on expedition with our guests. So when you get into a Zodiac with these guests, or with these expedition team, it's you, an expedition team leader, and then the Zodiac driver. And they will take you out and do interpretive talks about what you're seeing, the behavior of the animals or the destination in general. And then they do a recap every evening and then tell you about what you're going to be seeing the next day. So a little bit different than the classic cruising experience, but also wonderful, wonderful adventure.
And on the classic side of the cruise adventure, we have a brand new ship coming out, correct?
Yes, yes. We have the Silver Muse. It will be coming out in April of next year. It will be our largest ship in the fleet. It will carry 596 guests, still falling into that small luxury cruise ship range, 40,700 tons, and 411 crew, I believe, will be taking care of those 596 guests.
And, you know, I know that the comment has been made from your chairman. Actually, it's when it comes to cruise ships, he doesn't believe that bigger is better, but rather the right size is better. And you have just nailed it with that right size, because you can do things, and it's going to be an incredible ship. I mean, when they describe it as simply divine, Maggie, let's just kind of talk a little bit more about the Muse, because I looked at the photographs and I looked at all the presentation that you were doing. This is an incredible vessel.
Yes, it's going to have obviously all the rooms are all suites. This average room starts at 387 square feet. So that's like a mini suite on other premium lines. We will have 34 of the larger silver suites that are almost 800 square feet and 10 two-bedroom units. The unique thing I love about this ship, though, is there's going to be 10 dining venues on board. So at Silver Sea, we have an open seating policy in our main dining rooms where you can go and dine where you'd like, with whom you'd like, and when you'd like. And then we have other alternative restaurants where you can make reservations as early as 120 days prior to dine in these smaller, different, unique style restaurants. And they'll range anywhere from an Asian fusion to Italian to a hot rocks concept where we have these lava rocks that we heat up a certain number of hours, and your meat will come seared on the lava rock. And we also have a new feature that just started. We rolled it out on the Silver Spirit. We're going to be introducing it to the Muse, which is 24-hour room service anywhere, anytime. So say, for example, Bonnie comes back from a shore excursion and she's, you know, misses lunch and she's really into reading her book up in the Panorama Lounge. And she's a little hungry, so she picks up the phone. She calls and orders her Caesar salad and her Chardonnay, and it comes to where she's sitting.
And it's all inclusive.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that I think sometimes when you talk about other cruise lines, they can sort of get you with those additional costs. But when you have room service or even your the select wines that you were talking about or whatever it might be that could add up on an ordinary cruise, it's not a problem with Silver Sea.
And the flexibility to allow you to have that room service or whatever delivered wherever you are on the ship is a little different too, because most of the time if you're having room service, you're in your cabin. But this gives you that opportunity to not have to leave that special spot that you're enjoying so well and have the come up, serve that, enjoy yourself and keep relaxing and taking in the views that are spectacular.
Yeah, so we have it on the Spirit right now, and we'll be rolling it out to the Muse and then the other vessels. So we're always trying to create new ways, to be innovative, trying to look at new ideas. Because of our Venetian Society list grows and grows every year, and we're trying to look for new destinations for them and new experiences on board.
And Maggie, one of the things that we've spoke about when you were in the office was there are some really opportunities if someone's looking to the cruise, whether there's still space left this year and into next year. You want to kind of give us a little bit of your thoughts on some of the early booking programs and some of the value added.
Well, we have some great savings out there right now. In fact, if clients are willing to pay in full for their cruise for any voyage starting from, say, December 1st of this year, through the end of next year, they'll get an extra 10% off. So that's a great value, particularly if you're leaving anywhere December, January, February, during those months. We also have a new program we introduced last month. It's called Silver Select, and it allows our guests an opportunity to choose from three different added values. One is a $1,500 per suite onboard credit, or they can get 50% off the second suite if they're booking two suites or more. Or say they would prefer to get an upgrade. They could get a two-category upgrade. It's on select voyages between this year and first part of next year through April. And the booking deadline is August 31st. I think they may be extending that through the end of September, though. I've heard that this week. So.
And what an opportunity that is. And before we run out of time, because we're getting close, you also are able to do groups, and we can all do this through the Travel Authority, by the way. All of the discussions, all these reservations, all these specials that Maggie has described, but we can also take care of groups as well on Silver Sea.
Yes, and on some voyages, three couples is a group. So if you're traveling with yourself and your spouse or friend and two other couples, you do want to give one of the agents a call, the Travel Authority, because on some voyages, select voyages, we can give you one free cruise-only berth with a sixth person.
And that is incredible type of group pricing. That is amazing. I've been sitting here watching Colleen just going, yes, because Colleen has the most extensive bucket list in the history
and
of
she just added
them.
A few.
And
well,
she just added these.
It's not that it's that extensive. I'm very particular, and you actually hit on a couple of them. And I went,
did I? Good.
Oh, they well, really, the possibilities out there somewhere, someday.
They're endless, yeah. Those possibilities.
I know.
Absolutely.
I know. Well, and I wanted to mention, too, about we were talking about some of the unique excursions. And a lot of times some of us will sit here and make our travel bucket lists or things that we would like to do, but we don't know. That sounds great, but I don't know how to do it. How do I get there? How can I make this happen for myself? That's what you guys are there for.
Yeah, that's why Bonnie's here, right,
yeah,
Bonnie?
Absolutely. The Travel Authority, we really, Silver Sea is amazing how they keep us up to date on everything going on. The training's extensive for all of our frontline travel consultants, and we're happy to do this. This is an amazing partnership, and we know when someone's going to cruise with Silver Sea, and Maggie's been with Silver Sea for over 18 years, we know the quality, we know the satisfaction. It's just, these are those memories that'll never go away.
That's true. And the nice thing about Silver Sea is that we have a variety of length of cruises. So if you don't have 2 to 3 weeks, we have voyages that are, you know, as short as 6 days, all the way up to 120-day cruise on our world cruise. So there's something there for everybody, whether it be a family group or a group of friends traveling together or just individuals, or they can go a week or 3 weeks. There's something for everyone.
You know, I just have to say, it's been like such a pleasure talking to you today, Maggie Moran Holin, with Silver Sea. And Bonnie, you know, if people are saying, all right, that's it, it's a rainy day, it's a snowy day soon, or it's a, you know, it's just a bad day, I want to make a plan and go see something that I would never normally see.
We're there for them. All they have to do is contact the Travel Authority office. You can go on our website as well. You'll see your closest locations. And it's just, it's amazing. And we're just fresh off of training. Some fun.
So you guys are excited too. Maggie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.
And to Ms. Bonnie Pintozzi, we'll talk to you next Wednesday for Travel Talk.
You bet. Thanks.
Down in Coco.